The group of 29 young mothers left the property near London's Olympic Park earlier this week after reaching an agreement with a local court. All have been rehoused locally. They formed the campaign group Focus E15 after receiving eviction notices from a local mother and baby hostel of the same name. Their aim, they say, is to draw attention to London's rapid gentrification, which is forcing poorer families out of the city. For nearly 3 weeks, the group occupied an empty block of public housing on the Carpenter's Estate, a low-income community in Newham, East London. Long marked for demolition, today the majority of the residents have been relocated, leaving more than 600 empty public housing units.
Well, this is the only place I know, really.
20-year-old Jasmine Stone was one of the occupiers. Born and bred in East London, she says that she's being priced out of the borough.
When the Olympics came to London, Newham was promised that Newham Council promised that there will be, it will benefit the local people and there will be so much more housing and more activities for people to get involved with. But for who? It's not for the local working class people.
Jasmine says that she was living in the local mother and baby hostel with her young daughter when she received an eviction notice. When she asked about relocation options, she says she was told that she would have to move more than 200 miles away. London rents have increased dramatically in recent years, with average prices rising by 21% since 2010, according to LSL Property Services. At the same time, construction of public housing has all but halted, and housing benefits have been severely cut. Newham, one of London's poorest boroughs, has been one of the worst affected. It currently has a public housing deficit of 24,000 homes. Meanwhile, Newham Council recently approved the construction of 3,000 private homes.
To be honest, I think it's gentrification.
20-year-old Sam Middleton, who was with Stone in the mother and baby hostel, says it's outrageous to move people out of London while boarding up and abandoning public housing in good condition.
Newham needs to be repopulated anyway, and they're saying it's an acute housing crisis. It's really not. Like, just walk around this estate, I mean, you can't even count how many homes are boarded up.
It is widely speculated that politically connected developers have plans for the property near London's 2012 Olympic Park. Newham Council members have said that it is too expensive to redevelop the estate for public housing purposes. Aisha Taylor is an advocate for the Focus E15 campaign and has been working with housing issues around East London for the past 20 years. She says the selling off of public housing units forces poorer families into the unregulated private renters market and away from support networks, like relatives who can watch their children while they work.
So what's happening is that people are being forced into the private rented sector, and rents in that sector are going up and up. So landlords are evicting people to get in new tenants that will pay the higher prices, and so those people, especially if they've got children, are incredibly vulnerable.
Following the eviction, Newham Council, the local authority, said that they will open up 40 of the empty lots on Carpenter's Estate for families in need of housing. The Mayor of Newham, Sir Robin Wales, also publicly apologised to the mothers, admitting that they were badly treated. The Focus E15 group says that they will continue to campaign to save the Carpenter's Estate from demolition and to demand more public housing across London. Sam Cowie for FSRN, East London.